Tarea 3.
Extract 0.
Often the idea that many people have when they hear the term strong personality is of a noisy, dominant, and often bossy person. But the reality is that generally this is not the case, and a quiet and calm person could easily have a much stronger personality, even if less apparent. A person with a strong personality does not spend time seeking approval from others. You're too busy living your life in your own vision, and that's enough for you. You don't need everyone's approval. Of course, there's a small group of people whose opinion you respect, but you have no interest in getting the attention or approval of the masses.
Extract 1.
If something goes wrong, you take responsibility for it and take the necessary actions to improve the situation. You know that making mistakes is human, and when you make a mistake, you just admit it and try to learn from it. Those who are sure of themselves have no problem admitting their faults. Weaker people need to support their beliefs without being objective, because those beliefs are often all they have. Because you don't make excuses, you expect the same behavior from others. Superficial conversations bore you. You love intelligent conversations, and although you don't mind laughing and joking, you try to avoid some superficial conversations that you consider a waste of time.
Extract 2.
Ignorant people irritate you, and you point it out. Nowadays, with the internet at your fingertips, there's no excuse for being ignorant. Clear demonstrations like sharing fake news that even a 3-year-old child would be able to identify irritates you a lot. And ignorant people who think they are smart deserve to be put in their place. So you don't hold back when it comes to pointing it out to them. Maybe this approach doesn't win you any Friend of the Month awards, but you're being true to yourself and doing humanity a favor. Sometimes life requires you to make difficult and unpopular choices. You'll find yourself losing things or people dear to you for something you've said or done, and you're aware of it. But you're also aware that when it comes to your values and morals, there should be and can be no compromises. Obviously, I'm not referring to the little things for which compromising is absolutely legitimate. Here, we're talking about moral factors such as discrimination, recommendations, or all sorts of serious injustices.
Extract 3.
You have a reputation as a strong person. Your reputation walks into a room before you do, and it's with good reason. You're well known for being someone who's outspoken. But you don't just talk the talk, you walk the walk. And everyone knows it, whether they know you well or not. You make decisions quickly. You hate when you see people hesitating excessively when it comes to making a decision, especially for relatively simple things. You can always, or almost always, make your decisions in a rational way, thinking with your brain and leaving aside emotions that could negatively affect the outcome of the decision-making process.
Extract 4.
You know what you want and you're not ashamed of it. Instead, you work hard to achieve your goals. While you see others in constant search for inspiration, in the meantime, you're out there, at the forefront, fighting to achieve your dreams with practical actions. You don't care what the toxic people around you think, and you continue on your way in order to one day make your dreams come true. You do not self-pity and hate those who do it. When you fall, you get up, and you're persistent in the pursuit of your dreams. You never give up, and even if, like everyone else, you go through difficult times, you always manage to find a way to keep moving forward. The term self-pity is not part of your vocabulary.
Extract 0.
Often the idea that many people have when they hear the term strong personality is of a noisy, dominant, and often bossy person. But the reality is that generally this is not the case, and a quiet and calm person could easily have a much stronger personality, even if less apparent. A person with a strong personality does not spend time seeking approval from others. You're too busy living your life in your own vision, and that's enough for you. You don't need everyone's approval. Of course, there's a small group of people whose opinion you respect, but you have no interest in getting the attention or approval of the masses.
Extract 1.
If something goes wrong, you take responsibility for it and take the necessary actions to improve the situation. You know that making mistakes is human, and when you make a mistake, you just admit it and try to learn from it. Those who are sure of themselves have no problem admitting their faults. Weaker people need to support their beliefs without being objective, because those beliefs are often all they have. Because you don't make excuses, you expect the same behavior from others. Superficial conversations bore you. You love intelligent conversations, and although you don't mind laughing and joking, you try to avoid some superficial conversations that you consider a waste of time.
Extract 2.
Ignorant people irritate you, and you point it out. Nowadays, with the internet at your fingertips, there's no excuse for being ignorant. Clear demonstrations like sharing fake news that even a 3-year-old child would be able to identify irritates you a lot. And ignorant people who think they are smart deserve to be put in their place. So you don't hold back when it comes to pointing it out to them. Maybe this approach doesn't win you any Friend of the Month awards, but you're being true to yourself and doing humanity a favor. Sometimes life requires you to make difficult and unpopular choices. You'll find yourself losing things or people dear to you for something you've said or done, and you're aware of it. But you're also aware that when it comes to your values and morals, there should be and can be no compromises. Obviously, I'm not referring to the little things for which compromising is absolutely legitimate. Here, we're talking about moral factors such as discrimination, recommendations, or all sorts of serious injustices.
Extract 3.
You have a reputation as a strong person. Your reputation walks into a room before you do, and it's with good reason. You're well known for being someone who's outspoken. But you don't just talk the talk, you walk the walk. And everyone knows it, whether they know you well or not. You make decisions quickly. You hate when you see people hesitating excessively when it comes to making a decision, especially for relatively simple things. You can always, or almost always, make your decisions in a rational way, thinking with your brain and leaving aside emotions that could negatively affect the outcome of the decision-making process.
Extract 4.
You know what you want and you're not ashamed of it. Instead, you work hard to achieve your goals. While you see others in constant search for inspiration, in the meantime, you're out there, at the forefront, fighting to achieve your dreams with practical actions. You don't care what the toxic people around you think, and you continue on your way in order to one day make your dreams come true. You do not self-pity and hate those who do it. When you fall, you get up, and you're persistent in the pursuit of your dreams. You never give up, and even if, like everyone else, you go through difficult times, you always manage to find a way to keep moving forward. The term self-pity is not part of your vocabulary.